Penguin presents A Big Hand for the Doctor by Owen Colfer, read by Nicholas Briggs. 1. The Strand, London, 1900. The Doctor was not happy with his new biohybrid hand.
"Preposterous! It's not even a proper hand," he complained to Aldridge. "There are only two fingers, which is rather fewer than the traditional humanoid quota."
Aldridge was not one to put up with any guff, even from a Time Lord.
"Give it back, then. No one's forcing you to take it."
The Doctor scowled. He knew Aldridge's bartering style, and at this point the zing surgeon usually threw out a red herring to distract the customer.
"Would you like to know why I closed my practice on Gallifrey?" Aldridge asked.
Red herring delivered as expected. Every time he turned to Aldridge for help, this story was trotted out.
"Was it our title, perhaps?"
the Doctor inquired innocently.
"Exactly," said Aldridge. "Call yourselves Time Lords? How pompous is that? Someone previously registered temporal emperors, had they? A pity. You could have shortened it to Temperers."
Temperers, thought the Doctor. That's almost amusing. Amusing because a Time Lord known as the Interior Designer had once famously suggested that exact title at a conference, and been nicknamed Bad Temperer for the rest of his quantum days. But the Doctor could not allow even a glimmer of a nostalgic smile to show on his lips. Firstly, because smiles tended to look like a death rictus on his long face, and secondly, because Aldridge would exploit the moment to drive up his price.